If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into a new episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I'm your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's your Wednesday going, buddy?
Going all right. Pretty juiced for Game 6 tonight, Panthers, Lightning. The false hope on Monday really is going to hurt tonight when we lose, but I'm rooting hard for Game 7.
I won't accept that slander, but we will get into that a little bit later, so that's a little bit of a tease for y'all. So to start off, we're just going to go through the NBA playoff update. Wizards 76ers game 2 is tonight. 76ers are up 1-0. Hawks Knicks game 2 is tonight. Hawks won game 1. But Diz, did you see the end of game 1 in the Hawks Knicks series?
Ice cold.
I think you were talking about Trae Young there, but that might have been the worst double team I've ever seen by the Knicks.
Yeah, that's true. That part of it definitely is getting overlooked.
Like, if you're going to double team him, you can't let him just go around a double team. And then the help inside the paint was late too. I mean, it was bad all around, but I think the Knicks do bounce back here tonight. But anyways, we got the Grizzlies Jazz game 2 tonight, and that's the final game of the NBA. And we the Grizzlies shocked everyone by winning game 1. They've been my team all year, and I've kind of wavered back and forth with them. I did take them at plus whatever it was, 9 or whatever it is, in Monday or Sunday, whenever it was. But it should be interesting because I think Donovan Mitchell is playing tonight for the Jazz. He was pissed because they didn't let him play game 1. But it's a different series with a healthy Donovan Mitchell. So I think the Jazz could win by 20 tonight.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, too, if he's pissed off, he'll probably put up like a 50 bomb tonight.
Yeah, that's my exact thought process, too. So, but that is your NBA playoff update. Now we're going to the ice. There's 3 different game 6s tonight. We got Penguins Islanders game 6 tonight, with the Islanders up 3-2. We got Golden Knights Wild game 6 tonight with the Golden Knights up 3-2. Diz, you think you still have a chance to hit your Wild winning the series?
Not even a little bit. And honestly, I honestly hope that series just ends so I can just be completely dialed in to game 7 on Friday night with my Panthers. That would be a wild Friday night if the Wild and the Panthers both had a game 7. Obviously, I want the Wild to win, but it's kind of not going to be a huge deal if the Wild lose, just so I can dial in on Friday night for the Panthers.
Yeah, I got you. But if we have 2 game 7s on Friday night and they kind of stagger them like they do, then during those boring intermissions, we might be able to watch that other game. So maybe it's not a terrible thing.
That's a good call. And especially with, I'm assuming the Wild Vegas one will start later because it's West Coast. So that would actually work out well. You're making me rethink myself.
But we have to get there first. That's not...
Yeah, let's not jump the gun here.
Yep. So there's your NHL playoff update. So let's review our best bets from Friday. Your boy here went 2-1. I was spot on with my NBA analysis last episode. I told you exactly what was going to happen, why game 1 was a fluke, and why game 2 would happen the way it would. Those were spot on. The over for the Panthers Lightning didn't hit due to the new goalie for the Panthers, Spencer Knight. Which I have a little special stuff coming in a little bit later. Again, I keep teasing it. We're getting there. We're getting to the best bets, but I think it's going to be a pretty electric when we get there. But listen to this switch in trends here, Diz. So last Wednesday on the show, I went 0-3 best bets. Friday, I went 1-2 best bets. Monday, right. I went 2-1. So... Okay. Definitely going 3-0 tonight with the best bets, and I'm also hitting the Hail Mary parlay. You can cash all of that right now.
If you're going 3-0 tonight, can we take some Panthers money line on your best bets?
It may be. I don't want to jump the gun a little bit, but we're going to have to wait and see.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
How'd your best bets do on Monday?
I went 1-1. I also had the Panthers Lightning over, and Spencer Knight just had an absolutely fantastic playoff debut. Definitely a factor in my best bet tonight. But and then my Martingale Twins Orioles even. I picked the Twins because they were the home team. They won 8-3. So won another Martingale. We're restarting tonight. You bet your sweet ass. I have another Martingale tonight in my best bets. So 1-1. Overall, still pretty hot. We're going to bet with our heart, and we're probably going to ruin our best bet record, but feeling good tonight.
Yeah, nice. Absolutely love it. So let's get into those best bets of the night. I've got three as always. My first two are in the MLB. So the first one, I'm actually taking the Reds first five plus a half a run versus the Nationals. So the Reds are coming off a huge win against the Nationals last night where they scored two runs against Max Scherzer, which is like scoring five runs against a normal pitcher. Hoffman is on the mound for the Reds tonight. His last game, he went five innings pitched, gave up one earned run. Ross is on the mound for the Nationals. His last outing, he went 3 2/3 innings and gave up two earned. So it's, you know, not terrible, but he also has a 11.17 ERA at home this season. And then to go on top of that, the Reds are the better hitting team here. So giving them a half a run here is too good to pass up. I'm going Reds first five plus half a run.
Who's at home? Or Nationals home?
Nationals are home. That's the only kind of thing is the Reds are a much better team at home. But I think even here, I think the Reds take the first five plus half a run. Even if they tie, I still cash this bet.
Nice.
My next one, Giants first five money line versus the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks have lost nine straight games. Our boy Johnny Cueto is on the mound for the Giants. Last start, he went five innings with one earned run. Merrill Kelly is on the mound for the Diamondbacks. Last start, he went seven innings, three earned runs. So I think the Giants are the better team here as well. So give me Giants first five money line versus the Diamondbacks.
Heads up.
What was that?
That adds up.
Okay, perfect. And then my final one, we're going to the ice here, Diz. Give me the Panthers money line for my best bet, my last best bet of the night.
Oh.
So I watched some of their last game. Diz and I were texting back and forth, as we do whenever I decide to watch hockey. The Panthers, particularly these last couple of games, have been playing better hockey than the Lightning. The main issue for the Panthers has been the goaltending. The Panthers put in their new goalie, Spencer Knight, last game, and the Panthers won 4-1. So I'm taking Panthers money line tonight, riding Spencer Knight again. And this brings me to my side sauce bet of the night. Give me the Panthers to win the series at plus 340. I told Diz the Panthers win. I told Diz if the Panthers win game five, I'm betting on them to win the series. If Knight stays in the goal and stays hot, I have absolutely no worries that the Panthers pull this series off.
That's oh jeez. I don't know if I like you betting that or not. I mean, you just got to think about like. I really want to know like a stat. Like, when's the last time the Tampa Bay Lightning lost three games in a row? I really would want to know that, and maybe I'll dig and find that for Wednesday's pod if we win, or Friday's pod if we win Game Six tonight. I just think I don't even know if it's possible, but we're taking it one game at a time. I love the stones on you, but I kind of don't because I don't know how I feel about that. But Panthers money line, I'll let you ride that tonight.
I get that you don't trust me with my bets. I mean, not many people do. But fun fact, Spencer Knight hasn't lost a game in goal all season. Just saying.
Yeah, he's like 4-0. It's pretty insane.
So. Until he loses, I'm taking him and the Panthers advantage over the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, that's my first best bet, so I'll just piggyback. You said the Panthers' problem was goaltending, and definitely game four was really a struggle on the goaltending side, and Vasilevsky's just the best goaltender in hockey right now. So the Lightning definitely have an advantage on the goaltending side. But Spencer Knight obviously had himself a game. He actually let up a goal on the first shot. I don't know if you saw that, Patty. First shot on goal the Lightning had was a goal, and then he saved 37 straight to shut out the rest of the game. So that's freaking awesome. Playoff debut, it's just simply immaculate. I hope he stays hot. And even if he doesn't, the biggest key that you didn't mention, Pat, is the Panthers staying out of the penalty box. They only had two penalties in Game 5, and I don't think the Lightning even scored on one of them. Or the one they scored on, they drew another penalty, so it was technically 4-on-4. So I guess that still counts. But, like, only one power play goal. If we only allow one power play goal, we should win. So stay out of the box. Stay disciplined. I think we can do it. Hopefully Spencer Knight stays hot. I could honestly see him being humbled tonight. But either way, I'm riding with my Panthers. Money line, I think I got like plus 128 or something like that. Are you around there?
Yep. I think I got it plus 130 maybe, but yeah, right around there.
Yeah. So I don't know. Just one of those nights. It just, you kind of feel something as a fan.
Oh yeah. I'm feeling a little something, and I'm not even really a fan. I'm feeling it here.
Yeah. We're probably going to lose like 7-1 at this point, 'cause I'm hyping it up, but I don't know. I just feel good about it. It's Florida Panthers fashion to, you know, get my hopes up, and then we get blown out in Game 7. I'm all right with that. We're taking it one game at a time. I think we can win tonight. Stay out of the box. Let's hope Spencer Knight stays hot. Plus 128 is good value. Okay, moving on. I have an NRSI Reds Nationals. Really no meaning to this. I'm probably going to switch off of the Reds game to watch the Panthers game entirely. So I figured let's put a bet on the second inning so I don't have to watch the Reds game. So I'm going to watch the second inning of the Reds game. Just took an NRSI. And then my last best bet is another Martingale, because I'm so hot on these Martingales right now. I'm up $31 starting another round. It is another Bill Simmons boost, bird bet boost is what it's called. On FanDuel, it's Trey Young versus Julius Randle in points, rebounds, and assists, and it's plus a half. So essentially, straight up, Trey Young versus Julius Randle on points, rebounds, and assists. 5 to win 750. It was originally, I think, -115. Now it's +150. So pretty juiced about that value. I could see either one of them winning, but for a Martingale, I love the value. Those are my three
nice.
Best bets.
Love it. And a few little tidbits on your best bets and stuff that you mentioned. So with the Panthers, you know, earlier on in the series, we did mention that the power play team for the Lightning is really, really good. And that's what killed the Panthers early on. So I do agree with you that if they stay out of the box, then the Panthers should have a good shot tonight. And then a fun fact about the NRSIs and the SIDS, they are currently 4-0 today. So hopefully that stays hot for you there. You can get the Reds NRSI and keep that rolling. So
love it.
All right. Time for the Hail Mary Parlay of the Day. Like I said earlier, we're going to go 3-0 on best bets. We're going to hit the Hail Mary Parlay of the Day, and then we're bankrupting the sports books. So today, we got $1 to win $723.05. First one, NHL, Panthers money line versus the Lightning. Take it to the bank. These next nine are from the MLB. I've been really feeling the MLB lately. I've kind of figured out the gambling portion of it. And so here are nine MLB games for the Hail Mary Parlay. We got Cubs first five minus a half a run versus the Pirates. We got Reds first five plus a half a run versus the Nationals. We got the Phillies first five minus half a run versus the Marlins. We got the Rockies Mets first five under 3.5 runs. We got the Rays first five minus a half versus the Royals. The Red Sox first five minus a half versus the Braves. Padres first five money line versus the Brewers. Dodgers first five minus a half a run versus the Astros. And then finally, Giants first five money line versus the Diamondbacks.
What if you hit all nine and the Panthers don't win?
Well, that's not an issue. The Panthers are going to win, and they're going to win the series. So not an issue.
Hell yeah. That was a trick question.
Yeah, and I passed with flying colors, if I might add.
True.
Diz, do you have anything you want to get off your chest before we do some housekeeping about some of the episodes that are coming out this next couple of weeks or this next few episodes?
I'm excited to hear what you got here.
Okay, so with it being a weekend and you know the schedule and stuff being kind of all weird and out of whack, we're going to be kind of releasing these next couple episodes at a different time than normal. And with that, we will be giving out some bets that may not be completely up to date or accurate. So I just want to put an asterisk there. But Friday's episode, we are going to record tomorrow on Thursday. And we will be releasing that at midnight on Friday. So, or beginning of Friday. So whenever you wake up on Friday, or if you stay up late on Friday, that episode will be out there. And then going on with that, Sunday, we will be recording Monday's episode. And we will be releasing that Sunday at midnight or, you know, early Monday morning, whatever you want to call it. So
are we all going to be together on Sunday night? Is that right? Is that accurate?
That's the plan. The plan is to have an actual in-person live episode of Sports Betting by Dummies in person. So the audio might be a little bit different on Sunday or Monday's episode. It may be kind of weird, but hopefully, you know, it's more interactive, more conversations just because we'll be there in person together recording the podcast. But these next couple episodes after this one, take our bets with a grain of salt because who knows what can change between when those games actually happen and all that other jazz. We'll see. Maybe it works out better because we get better, you know, odds or stuff because we get them early. But we will just see how it happens. But I just want to let everyone know that you'll be seeing those episodes out earlier than normal due to the holiday.
Shit.
Well, if nothing else, then we will see you guys all on Friday.
Deuce.